is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, and that is the band that should have played Sturgis. That right, was their Motley Crue. But anyway, but Smash Mouth is a close second. All right, let's do some Scamming Scammers with Carolyn Fuchs. So last week, I investigated the website that she was claimed to be part of with the Forex, GoalFX Invest, and it turned out that it was registered in March of 2019, but she claimed she was working there for 5 years. That's a red flag. There was no phone numbers, and it was registered in Nigeria, and there was really no presence except for some social media posts, which is kind of disturbing for, you know, a legitimate trading house. And things were getting a little bit more romantic, but I introduced an ex-girlfriend at the tail end of the show, and as I said at the top, Joe was not impressed, not moved. Joe feel that she's going to focus on the money, getting my money on the Forex, getting me to invest. But Pip felt like this is going to throw her for a loop because Carolyn is a little interested in fake Davin. Is that accurate, kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. September 1st, 2019. When we last left off, she stopped like talking. Like, is everything all right? And she's like, I was tired. The next day, she's like, I was tired and sleepy. I go, you leave mid-conversation all the time. That's very loud. All right. Fucking wrap it up, song. Wrap it up. Let's go.
Oopsie.
She goes, I felt you should have enough time with your ex. I go, you do it even when she is not here. She goes, bae, I do it because I don't want to talk to you. I don't do it because... Do it not because I don't want to talk to you, but because mostly I get a lot of messages from this platform, either business messages or stupid messages from some kind of guys who are looking for discreet relationship. But yesterday night I felt some type of way when you told me your ex was around. Oh. Look at Pip. Look at Pip. Well, wow. Like the last turd came out of her ass. She was very excited there.
Oh, finally. I mean, yes.
Pip is feeling good about herself. Joe has nothing to say. Joe's very stoic. I go, what type of way? She goes, it's past. Don't worry. I go, not worry, but please explain. Are you there, Carolyn? She goes, what do you want me to say? I just felt a little bit jealous about that. In fact, I don't want to talk about it anymore. So let's stop here. Pip, you go first. How do you feel right now?
I feel totally vindicated in my... I almost said assassination. No, I don't know why that came up. In my, decision of how I thought this was going. I don't know why, but I think it was just being a female, you're bringing up some other woman, and it's like a little bit of tinge of green.
What say you, Mr. Curry?
I'm tired. I guess she's a little bit jealous.
Okay. I go, fine. Sorry you were jealous. That was not my intention. Had no idea you would feel that way, to be honest. She goes, no problem, dear. It's past. She asks how I am. I said, tired, but okay. I ask how she is. She goes, what got you tired? I go, not sure I should tell you. Don't want to upset you.
Huh?
She goes, you're hiding a lot of things. She gives me an angry emoji. I go, really? I could say the same for you. She goes, what got you tired? What's there to hide? I go, X had night terrors and it woke me.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's not like I said I was banging her. I mean, I would have done that with other ones.
I mean, as much as.
No. How is that? I said she had night terrors and it woke me.
Yeah, that means you were lying next to her.
No, it doesn't. She's fucking
yes,
loud.
It does.
I didn't take it that way when I wrote it.
That's what I totally heard.
Oh, all right. She goes, oh, that's sweet. See?
It's sweet? No. No.
I go, what's sweet? She goes, at least probably she wanted something from you. I go, I don't know. She was desperate and needed a place to stay for a few days. She goes, you're kind, though I'm quite jealous. But it's great you can help out. So she's been fighting the romance, and now she's jealous.
Yeah,
she's
I know,
jealous
but...
because she's jealous yeah, because this woman probably might be cutting into some of the money you're going to invest.
My ex?
Yeah. Yeah.
I go, oh, you want, I go, oh, you want, run, oh, you want, run to me? You want to run to me in desperation, LOL? Or maybe you want to be one of my many exes, LOL? She goes, just watching you. I go, uh-oh, I better put clothes on. She goes, get ready to run. I go, LOL, better put my sneaks on, too, and pull up my pants. She goes, because I'm about to chase your punk ass.
That's what she wrote to you?
Yeah, I don't really know how feminine that sounds.
Not very.
No, not very.
I go, and what happens if you catch my punk ass? She goes, I'm a punch your mouth for saying I'll be one of your many exes. Very aggressive.
Yeah, this. Well, no, it is kind of rude.
Yeah, well, it's fake Davin. He is known to be rude sometimes. But, I mean,
yeah.
This is kind of like when she was talking about her big biceps and everything, big pecs. A little confused.
Oh, you're feeling a little bit of masculine energy here.
I don't know. I mean, it could be like a young girl. I don't know. It's been months since I dated a young woman. I don't know how they talk.
Yeah, well, you know what? Whenever I talk about swinging my dick around, you don't necessarily say I sound like a guy.
Yes, I do. Just not to your face. I go, LOL, okay, you won't even get a shot to be an ex. She goes, I'll shoot you then.
This is very aggressive all of a sudden.
I go,
she's taking that jealous girlfriend thing to the bunny boiling tangent here.
She's not my girlfriend, though.
Maybe she feels like she kind of had a shot, and now all of a sudden there's this other broad lying next to you at night.
She's my Instagram wife.
Mm-hmm.
I go, is that a threat to become my girlfriend? She goes, who is he talking to? Is it me or the lady in your room this night? I go, LOL, who wants me more? I'm not going to be fucking bullied by this bitch. She goes, oh, really? Let's see about that. Then she goes, I feel sleepy, babe. Talk to you later. I go, fight, fight, fight. Sweet dreams. She goes, make a wish before I go to bed. I go, what should I wish for? She goes, I just knew your messages were going to pop up. Then she goes, anything, just a night wish, or you ain't used to those things. I go, I am not, but for you, I'll give it a try. And then I asked, is it good my message popped up? Do you want to do one more day? So this is actually a segment here?
One more day.
What do you think of it thus far?
She's a very confusing character because we do know that she was going for his money, and then all of a sudden she's like, she really is exhibiting signs of being jealous.
You think she's sincerely jealous?
What?
Really hard. I don't know. What do you think, Joe?
No, she's just trying to keep you there.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's possible. I don't know. It seems like real jealousy. And the fact that she got so, like, aggressive about it is really strange. Like, you know, like, you know what? Well, screw you then. You know, like, that kind of... You don't want me? Well, I don't want you. I should punch you in the face. It's like, it's not the way I would deal with things, but maybe this is the way that she deals with things when she's jealous. I don't know. Very odd.
We haven't seen this side of her before.
No.
September 2nd. She goes, yeah, I love our conversations. I just asked if she was happy our conversation popped up. I go, that's nice to hear. Did your nightly wish come true? She goes, you didn't make a wish. I go, I did. Why do you say I didn't? She goes, you never made any wish? I go, yeah, why would you say that? And you did not tell me if yours came true. She goes, I had no wish. I told you to make a wish. I go, we both can't make a wish? I thought it was something you do every night. You also told me you would shoot me. By the way, we are arguing about a fucking wish, by the way, which is very fake Davin, arguing about nonsense. And real Davin, too.
Yeah.
She smiles. She goes, actually, I was going to shoot you and your ex. My God.
Damn.
I go, really? My insta-wifey is an insta-killer. Remind me to have a bodyguard present if you and I are ever in the same place. Do you document your kills, too?
Why does she want to shoot you and your ex?
I guess because we were in each other's company. And she's jealous, Joe. It can't be about the money because she can't get my money if I'm dead, Joe. How do you feel about that? She wants fake D's, D. That's what's going on here. That's, feel very good about this.
Hey, just tell the ex that you're talking to this girl and you'll have two bitches fighting over you.
That's the way I operate. I don't need Pearl, I don't need Meatloaf's Pearl daughter as a prostitute anymore. I got other things going on. There's a throwback. Anyway. She goes, Gavin, you're a pain in the ass. I swear, I'll bite you.
I've said that multiple times.
I go, bite me? I go, much slower way than shooting me. More torturous, but great great for jaw strength. And you will do no such thing because I am the most intriguing insta-hubby you have.
True.
And then she gives me three emojis with teeth. I go, are those the teeth that you'll be biting with? She goes, who is he talking to? I go, did you not say that you would bite me? She goes, in fact, I won't only bite you, but I'll cut your ears off, too.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? This is really taking a strange turn.
This is very dark. Look at Joe. Joe's never been happier. He's got a little fucking twisted smile on his face.
Yeah, he's getting, like, verbally abused about what she wants to do to him. And Joe's like, yeah, I've said this to myself many times. Except for the biting.
Not a good sales pitch.
No.
Just not into the biting of Devin. But, I think, but he's getting verbally slapped around, and just starting to wake up.
Joe, you've never told a prospective client that you will shoot them and bite their ears off?
I'd like to. There are some times I'd like to, but I need to make a sale. No.
I go, did you not say you would bite me? She goes, in fact, I won't only bite you, but I'll cut your ears off too. I go, you know, when women tell me what they want to do to my body, mortal injury is usually not high on the list. At least not initially. So why do you want to cut off my ears? She goes, so you'll stop hearing or picking calls from those of your ex. Wow.
Yeah.
This is full on psycho here.
It really is. It's like, well, you know what? If I can't have you, nobody can.
I don't know if this is really guy-like anymore. This sounds like serious. This is like conversations I've had with an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, this is crazy bitch time.
Yeah, this is crazy bitch time. Oh my God, there's a bunny in your pot.
I go, really? From the girl that has the collection of handsome men as Instagram followers? Or more accurately, who she is following? Maybe you have many insta-hubbies. Fucking turn that shit around.
Nicely done.
She goes, really? Is that what you think? I go, maybe. How would I know? What is the investment strategy in following similar type of young middle-aged men? I'm trying to learn more about this scam. She goes, Davin, baby, talk to you later. I go, She gives me two kisses. I go, interesting. You never answered my question, boo. She goes, and what's the question? What is the investment strategy of following young to middle-aged handsome men? She goes, I don't have an answer for that question. How do you not have an answer for that question?
I don't have an answer isn't an answer, obviously, but it's also like, why wouldn't you just at least say something, you know, patter, you know, like witty repartee? If you don't want to answer the question, you know, you could say something funny back, but I don't know what to say.
You know, if I asked Joe that same question, he'd say, because they're dreamy. He wouldn't even think twice. He'd have an answer. She goes, I don't have an answer for that question. I go, LOL, yet that is who you follow. And then you say, guys bother you asking for discreet sex. So my insta-wifey, what is the angle? Is that beautiful face you use to lure men that are young, dumb, and full of cum? And she's gone. Like the brief scent of a sweet perfume in a crowded subway. When one courts the industrious Carolyn Fuchs, one must be ready to chase shadows. She goes, so what are you trying to say? That you're chasing shadows? So I'm deceitful? I go, never said you're deceitful. I asked you a question. I would still like an answer. I think it is fair considering you have threatened to shoot me. She goes, okay, give up. I'm not shooting you again. I go, LOL, boo. Why do you follow almost exclusively that type of person? If we're going to take this to the next level, we need to be transparent. I want this fucking answer. She goes, what are you talking about? I'm not transparent enough? I go, of course you are. But why that type of profile? Can we please finish this conversation? Or better yet, video chat with me? She goes, which type of profile? For the third time, young to middle-aged men, usually handsome. I swear to God, it's like fucking talking to Biden and Trump. Jesus Christ, it's fucking impossible. She goes, because most middle-aged men do have relationship understanding compared to young and restless guy who's going to tool with your feelings. Besides, old men could be cool too, due to care. But sex aspect, they can be very boring.
Okay.
This does not sound like a sales pitch, by the way.
No.
I go, LOL, but I thought you wanted to give me a try, but you keep adding guys. She goes, that's an allegation, Davin. I go, that you wanted to give me a try? She goes, how did you know I keep adding guys? Because I have eyes, stupid.
This is good, though. She's turning back on you like, okay, how stalkery are you, buddy?
I go, I'm just curious why. I'm just another dude. Let's just say it, and then we can go from there. She goes, thought you were the had man of all the ladies in your city. Baby, don't be scared. I go, well, I never said anything of the sort. Why won't you answer? She goes, not at all. I'm not flirty kind of person, and if I'm in a relationship, I'll let you know. Why would I be lying to you when probably I have a boyfriend? I go, well, you are flirty. You have a boyfriend? She goes, really? I'm flirty? I go, yep. And actually, she hasn't been that flirty.
Not really.
No.
She goes, no problem if you say so. I go, have we not talked about sex? She goes, but I don't have a boyfriend. I go, I did not say you did, but you do flirt. She goes, that's your opinion, Davin. I had a tough day at work, and I really did wish you'll make me feel happy this evening, but only to be hearing all this stuff from you. Well, ain't surprised. I go, what aren't you surprised about? Now I'm a bad guy? And she gives me three angry emojis. I go, so when you are a bit jealous, I'm patient with you. When I ask some questions about guys, I'm a bad person? Got it. Come on. She goes, your questions don't sound like questions. I go, well, if you would video chat, they would sound like questions because you would see me and hear my voice. She goes, it sounded like you were too sure if it's what I do. I go, nope, not my intention. She goes, you know what, Davin? You always get on my goddamn nerves, but I still like you that way even when I'm pissed off.
Oh, you've heard that before.
Do you think we're getting a little bit of honesty here?
Yeah, I mean, she's being honest. She's like, you know, I find you interesting, but you get on my goddamn nerves. I think that that's funny that she popped out with that.
Joe, are we going beyond the sale?
No. Well, yeah, in a way, where I think you're getting on her nerves because she's just trying to make the sale, not the emotional stuff that's coming. You know, not in a romantic sense, but you're driving her nuts because she's trying to make the sale, and this is going on, you know, on and on and on.
All right. Let's see. So I laugh. She goes, it's 11:37 over here. I need to sleep. We'll call you tomorrow. I go, boo, I promise you, I'm nothing like anyone you ever met. You want to take the ride with me? She goes, you're such a pain in the ass. She's got no fucking idea. I go, but I have a nice ass. Lots of squats and lunges. She smiles, says, good night, dear. So I go, you want to take the ride, boo? She goes, just go until tomorrow. I go, LOL, you know you could save yourself the aggravation by just kicking me to the curb. Or you can have a lot of fun with your Insta-hubby. She goes, so what's the fun all about? Let's see. I go, I'm like a roller coaster. The climb can be tough at times, but I will dip you, roll you, thrill you, almost kill you, make you scream, make you laugh, make you wonder what you're doing, and leave you hot, sweaty, spent, begging to take that ride again. Welcome aboard, Carolyn. Thought you were fast asleep, boo, and we will leave it there.
Well, you know what? I mean, you're certainly being flirty. That fake Davin's being flirty, flirtatious with her, and she's, I mean, the fact that she's acting jealous, she's interested.
I thought that last statement by me was very accurate. She's now, I gave her yet another opportunity to get off the ride, but she wants to stick around. either for the sale or because I'm just too fucking interesting. But let's be honest. If it was for the sale, this is getting a little too difficult.
Yeah. This is way far afield from talking about any kind of investments. Yeah, it's definitely taken a more personal turn. But I can't, for the life of me, understand what her game is, because it's not. It doesn't seem to be the investing thing, and she's spending enough time with you, and it's driving her crazy. I mean, I would think that if it was like the long con, but about the investment, that she would cut bait by now.
Yes.
So it's confusing.
So you think
what her motives are?
So Joe, you think if it's about the sale, she should cut bait?
Yes.
So why is she sticking around?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll have to come back next week. You guys thought this would go on through October, I believe, 4 months. So we are into September.
Yeah, we did say October. We'll see.
All right. Oh, I'd like to thank Russ Ferdico. Thank you, Russ, for your continued support. It is greatly appreciated. Laugh at Home Comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you. And, of course, you letting the performer know how much you're enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it's one of your comedy club style shows or one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Laughathomecomedy.com. 551-404-3094. Anybody have anything to promote?
Not a damn thing.
Oh, Joe, I'm sorry, but that's just your delivery. Not a damn thing.
This Friday, August 14th, I will be on the 9 p.m. show at the Good Karma Comedy Festival. It's free, and you can watch on Zoom, goodkarmacomedyfestival.weebly.com. The hour is late. It has been a long show, and Joe is out of gas and sputtering on fumes. But it's been a fun show. So we will call tonight, and we'll see you here next week. Pip, good luck tomorrow. Hope everything comes out all right.
Yes, good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Godspeed, shit helix. Godspeed.
Think of me while I get the dual pipes.
That's usually how I think of you. But anyway, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening or watching or whatever you do. See ya.